All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, award-winning journalist Joe McNally, a radio personality and all great-looking guy and all those other things. from, you know, Charlottesville, Virginia. You know, Joe, I want to talk now about what is happening that I think is really important that people need to hear the truth about, and that's inflation. You know, if you didn't know any better, if people didn't know any better, they would believe that Joe Biden single-handedly is the reason that that inflation is happening, even though it's all over the world.
And
yet, if you listen to people on the right, they're blaming Joe Biden. He's the reason that the gas prices are what they are. Never mind that the gas prices are high all over the world because the competition for the oil that's there is high. Never mind that, Joe, that, you know, we've got a problem with getting products into this country. That's still a major problem. Never mind that there's a war going on in Ukraine that is impacting and affecting everything. If you don't know that, then you'll believe what the people on the right are saying. And it was only a matter of time. No growth continues forever. There's been a tremendous growth in this economy since Barack Obama came in and turned around a floundering economy under then George Bush Jr. People forget all of those things, Joe, when they gave Donald Trump credit for the economy, the growth of the economy, which really he was there because of what President Barack Obama did. He inherited that horrible situation from George Bush, turned that around, and then Donald Trump came in and rode the coattails of that. But to now blame Joe Biden, and there are even people, I think, on the left who don't know any better, Joe, who are saying it's Joe Biden, he's too old, he's the reason that the gasoline price, straighten things out for us, Joel, if you will, please.
Well, I'll do my best. Actually, you know, everything you say is true, but it's more than that too, of course. The truth of the matter is, you know, presidents have rather limited power over the economy. But the amazing thing about Joe Biden's presidency, and I don't think he's ever gotten enough credit for this, was that you're right that the economy turned around under Barack Obama and was continuing to be good into Trump's term until he destroyed it again. He destroyed it by
the tax, giving the big tax breaks.
Destroyed it. There was the big tax break for the richest people in America. Yes, but even after that, it was his mishandling of the pandemic that shut down the entire economy again. His mishandling and not only just spreading ignorance about the pandemic, denying that there was a pandemic, denying that people were dying of the pandemic, and because he didn't want to get blamed for people dying, he didn't do anything about it. He tried to pretend that it was going to just magically go away any time. The Republicans and the Democrats did the right thing by funding vaccine creation, by putting a massive amount of money into vaccine creation. That was a bipartisan effort from Democrats and Republicans. That was exactly the right thing to do. But then the Republican president did exactly the wrong thing by not setting up any nationwide distribution of the vaccine that was created under his presidency by Democrats and Republicans who funded it. He instead turned it over to the states. He didn't want to have anything to do with it. And even worse than that, he discouraged Republicans from getting vaccinated, for God's sake. And that destroyed the U.S. economy. Okay? Now, Joe Biden came along. Not only did he finally create a nationwide distribution of those vaccines, but he started putting money into job creation, and he created the most successful economy that America, the strongest growth of the economy, the fastest recovery from a recession that was caused by the pandemic shutting down the economy. And for a year and a half already, Joe Biden has created more jobs in a shorter amount of time than has ever happened. Okay, now let's talk about inflation since you asked. One of the problems with inflation is when companies know that the public is expecting prices to go up and record inflation, it is easy for them to increase prices. It is much easier for them to increase prices if the public says, well, prices are going up all the time. And here's the big problem about Republicans criticizing inflation under Joe Biden. They have no plan to do anything right about inflation. Right. Mitch McConnell has said, elect us to Congress and the Senate, and we'll tell you what we're going to do about inflation. But there is no plan. In fact, there's worse than no plan. There's, in fact, continuing support for huge tax breaks for the oil companies who are now making record profits. And when you hear Republicans ever talk about what they're going to do about inflation, guess what you hear from them? Drill, baby, drill. we have to drill more oil. And we have to give lots of money to the oil companies so they can drill more oil. You know what? The oil companies do not want to drill more oil. The oil companies want to have a shortage of oil and inflation increasing the price of oil because they are making record profits right now, still getting the tax breaks for drilling. They have thousands of permits to drill they aren't using. They aren't using it because they don't want to produce any more oil. They would have to spend money to drill more oil. So they want exactly how little oil they got, and they want to charge exorbitant prices for it, and they keep charging it because the public expects oil prices to go up. And they can say oil prices are going up under Joe Biden, and if you elect us, they won't go up. That is nonsense. That is nonsense.
You know, Joel, the last time we saw this, you and I are well aware of Jimmy Carter. And look at what happened to Jimmy Carter. I always say one of the greatest human beings that's ever been president of the United States.
Because he could not produce more oil, only the oil companies can do that. He was defeated after a single term, and now Donald Trump has been defeated after a single term for an even better reason. He tried to destroy the economy. He tried to destroy America. He tried to destroy democracy. And we know he would try now to lead an armed mob against the Congress of the United States to overthrow Joe Biden's election.
So,
and
Joe,
we have all the evidence of that.
So, Joe, we do know that the oil prices and gasoline prices aren't coming down anyway soon. You know, they'll take 10 cents off here, 12, you know.
They're not going to, you know what we could do? You know what we could do?
What's that?
We could pass a tax against the oil companies for exorbitant prices.
Yeah, I think somebody was talking about that, and it disappeared.
Many people have talked about it. but it's not going to pass in a Congress run by the where the Republicans have a filibuster. We know that they're not going to stop price gouging by the oil companies. We can't pass that until Joe Biden has two more votes in the Democratic Senate, and we can't pass that. We certainly can't pass that if Kevin McCarthy or Jim Jordan or somebody else right. becomes House Speaker in November because Republicans won the Congress by picking up six more seats in the Congress. And they're so cocky that they're going to win the Congress. You know what? Do you really know what that's going to mean? If it's Kevin McCarthy, House Speaker, do you realize the Speaker of the House of Representatives is third in line after the Vice President of the United States to become President of the United States if something happens to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? Do you realize how close Kevin McCarthy or Jim Jordan are to being the president of the United States? The two most ignorant men in the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, who we know is as big a liar as Donald Trump.
I know.
And Jim Jordan.
Oh, he's...
Who is even worse than he is.
Yeah, he really
and they
is.
They could be that close to being the president of the United States.
And we thought Donald Trump.
You know what it would take? It would take a violent militia to take out the president of the United States and the vice president. And we know exactly who those people are.
Hey, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.